I saw an ad for an office administrator position at your firm, posted on read.co.uk. I'm enclosing a cover letter in PDF format, and I've uploaded my CV to your site. There's no additional info on pay rises, but I hope to hear something soon. I'm trying to get in touch with Mike, but he hasn't replied yet. Is it okay if I call you back with the potential dates in about 2 hours? Please send the conference details ASAP, or else we'll lose our reservation. This is the only venue in the area big enough for us and available for our dates. January figures are on the way. Did you get the numbers from the last quarter I sent yesterday? We'll finalize the terms and conditions next week, if that's all right with you. Meanwhile, can you email me the new price list, please? One last thing. I need the latest statistics on website traffic and social media usage. I tried to reach Bill and left a message in his mailbox, but no success. Please drop me a line if you have any comments on the HW deal. The system is down at the moment. We're all waiting for it to come back. I haven't heard from you for a long time. I hope everything is okay. Just a reminder, please fill in the registration form by the 13th of May. Just to keep you updated, the next shipment from China is due next week. Please don't forget that you need to provide us with a valid VAT number. Here are all the technical details so you can answer the client's questions. Take a look at our brand new product line and let me know if I can help you with anything. You can download a newer version of the handbook at zxy.hu-download. Thank you for your help with the event. You have a great team. Our customers are delighted with the quality. Keep up the good work. Should you have any additional questions, I'll be happy to help. I'm afraid I need some more time. I lost all my work when my computer crashed. I have to make do with a rather old van while mine is being replaced. Who can I turn to while you're on holiday if something comes up? I'm sending the info you asked for. So sorry I couldn't get it to you sooner. As for the sales figures, I'm sorry, but I can't talk about those. The questionnaire you filled in will be treated as strictly confidential. Thank you for your order of the 20th of May. We're happy you chose our firm. Thank you for your prompt payment. We look forward to doing business with you in the future. Just to make sure, can you please confirm if the data below is correct? Thank you for your kind words. We love to hear from our customers. I can assure you that the problem you experienced has been eliminated. This should help to familiarize you with our services. As we discussed, I'll be contacting you 13 days from now. For some reason, they asked us to pay for the goods in advance. Your payment of €1,230 on November the 1st clears the remaining balance. I must say I'm impressed with your operation and your staff. Here's a catalogue of our superior products. Thank you for your interest in them. For your information, the expected number of participants is 212. I'm writing to inquire about the new office equipment line you mentioned last week. I can't seem to find the link to the product descriptions. Can you help me with that? I'd like to reserve a room for one of our associates for 3 nights, the 10th to the 13th of September. Can you also confirm that the corporate price is $179 per person per night? Please review the changes in the contract and let me know what you decide. Under the circumstances, I feel that it would be best to hold the meeting online. I have some good news for you. It's not necessary to specify the sizes in advance. I hope this message reaches you in time. I'm afraid I won't be able to make it tomorrow. If it's not too much trouble, could we put the meeting off until I am well? By the time you get this message, I'll be off. I'm sending you the updates on the last 2 weeks with John. I won't be available for 3 weeks, and I won't be checking my emails at all. In case of emergency, please call me on my mobile. See the number below. Can we set up a meeting with one of your sales reps for the week starting the 17th of February? Is it okay if we meet in person at our office located in District 14, Budapest? I'll be out of the office from the 10th to the 20th of July. Please contact my assistant, Olivia Smith. We may have to postpone shipping due to the railway workers' strike. I'll keep you posted. Let me ask around, and I'll contact you as soon as I know more. If it's urgent, we can arrange a special delivery for you at no extra charge. We are terribly sorry for the tight deadline, but we cannot extend it. The hotel we generally use is fully booked, but I'll sort out some accommodation for you somewhere nearby. I'm traveling to Berlin for a trade show, but my flight has been cancelled. How about meeting up for a drink when you come over to Budapest next month? We haven't received any explanation for the delay. Can you find out what happened? This is particularly inconvenient for us because the client needs the supply ASAP. Unfortunately, the catalogue is being reprinted, but here's the online version. Most of our prices have remained the same, and we currently ship to the EU by DHL. Let me just make sure that I got it right. So, it's 30 Chapel Street, London, E17, 7LD, right? So, your name is Elizabeth Hughes, spelt H-U-G-H-E-S. And you said Warsaw, right? I got your name and contact data from Harry Edwards at headquarters. Can you send me some info on your upcoming workshops, including dates and fees? We're in the process of drawing up our budget, so I'd appreciate a prompt reply. We are a medium-sized company dealing with electronics manufacturing, construction services, and transportation. Don't forget to upload your slides for the presentation first thing Monday morning. Next Tuesday, between 3 and 5, we'll be discussing the new services we're about to introduce. All feedback counts, so please let me know if you can't be there. Any day will do, from Tuesday on. Let's aim for Thursday, ideally sometime in the afternoon. I'm looking forward to your notes and comments so I can finalize the plan. It's time we demanded payment for the unpaid order. Can you send me a template? I've just realized they overcharged us. We need to ask for a refund. Thanks for getting in touch with me. All the best, Jim. I apologize for any inconvenience caused. I do hope things work out well this time. Do you happen to know who our new finance department contact person is? Can you please give me the contact details of the person in charge of product development? Last time we spoke, you mentioned you'd be interested in our online trainings. Victoria is abroad, so one of my colleagues, Lucy, will be accompanying me. Can we arrange a meeting this month with you and Ms. Wright at the factory? The tour normally lasts 2 hours, so I'd suggest 3 p.m. at the latest. It's been a bit hectic here now, and later in the week is also impossible. But would Tuesday 10 a.m. be suitable? I'm sending you an update on what I've been doing while you've been away. Hope you have a successful meeting and your demonstration goes well. Regards, Robert. Send my best wishes to Oliver. I can't wait to hear back from you. You're in contact with the clients on a daily basis, so I'm sure you can offer a lot of insight. I've summarized a few of my ideas to improve efficiency. Hope you can use them. I do hope we can establish a mutually beneficial long-term relationship. I'm so sorry things are not going well for you. Keep your head up. We need a day or so to find the best option for all parties involved. We're thinking of exporting building materials to Sweden, and we could use your expertise. You'll be happy to hear that the manual's finally been translated into English. Sorry for the typos. I had to do this really quickly. We've had some unexpected problems with the recruitment agency we hired. The invoice comes to £5,000 more than we agreed on. Please explain the reasons for that. Would you like to leave a message for Susan, or shall I put you through to Emily instead? Actually, I have one last question about the ingredients. Can you list them for me, please? It's James speaking. I'm calling about the order you placed yesterday. Is this a good time to talk? Please hold while I check if Patricia can talk to you. Our CEO is unavailable at the moment. Can we get back to you later today? Just wanted to make sure you meant model KH331 instead of the one you ordered last time. Hello, Judith. This is Anthony from GJ Supplies. Can I ask you a favor? I'm finding you a bit difficult to understand. Can you please speak a little more slowly? I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. Can you please repeat it in simpler English? Are you the right person to talk to? I have to sort out a billing problem. I see what you mean. Let me talk to my boss about that. Thank you. I really appreciate that you took the time to tell us about that. I'm interested in the unit price for orders over 1,000 units. How long does the delivery take from China to Hungary? And how much does it cost? So, if I understood you correctly, she said she would send the bank account number and you didn't get it.
Hold on a second. Let me write that down. So your email address is logistics@cvr.com.
Can you read that back to me, please? Just to make sure. Hello, this is Peter calling from CQ Pharmaceuticals to confirm tomorrow's delivery. Not that I expect any problems, but I'll look into it. Just give me a day or so, okay? Can you please return my call as soon as you get this message? Country code 36 and 70311 3033. I know you're busy, but a meeting would give us a chance to talk about expansion, among other things. I hope we can figure something out. When would suit you? A week from now? That could work. I just need to check my schedule. Hang on a sec. Sorry I can't join you. I have a prior engagement. How about in the morning? Say 11 a.m? Or we could have lunch together, if that's better for you. It shouldn't take more than an hour or so, if that's all right with you. We should discuss what happened last week and find a way to avoid problems like that in the future. I'm pretty flexible. When are you free? Say 10 o'clock tomorrow? I'm currently working from home, but I can access all the necessary files. I'm flying in on Wednesday. I have a business lunch with a subcontractor. What about meeting over dinner at the hotel I'm staying at? Our buyer had to bring forward our meeting. Could we reschedule our appointment? I'm terribly sorry. Let me look into the matter and find out what happened. That amount has already been transferred, so it must be some sort of a mix-up. I'm awfully sorry about the unpaid invoice. I have no idea what happened. My battery is low, so we might get cut off soon. Can we talk a bit later? You're breaking up. I didn't catch that last part. What was it again? Are you still there? Can you hear me? I lost the connection for a second. I'm sorry for being late. The traffic was worse than I expected. I'm so sorry to hear that Robert is in hospital. Please tell him to get well soon. There seems to be a mistake with the proof of delivery. It should be signed. Some components from the last shipment are faulty. I've made a list of them. I'll be sending the missing products first thing tomorrow. That's the least I can do. I'll personally make sure it doesn't happen again. We'll be in big trouble if it's not ready to ship out by Friday. Can you tell me when the next shipment is due? It's entirely our fault, so we'll replace them for you at no extra charge. Let me offer you a 10% discount as compensation. I'm very sorry to hear that you're not satisfied with our service. I'm going to need some details from you so I can look into how it happened. You shouldn't have any further problems, but if you do, just drop me a line. We have a very tight budget on this project. Do you have anything more affordable? Sorry for the interruption, but what you're offering is a bit too expensive for us. Would you be prepared to give us a discount? I'd be happy to work with you if you could. We haven't made any decisions yet. We need a few days. I'll prepare a quotation, but I'm afraid I can't give you any further reduction in price. We don't have much room to maneuver on price, but I'll see what I can do. We must meet the deadline we agreed on. Everyone is counting on us. What if we order more than 100 pieces? Could we get free delivery? I'm wondering if there's any possibility of eco-friendly packaging. Your offer is roughly 20% higher than the competition's. Can you tell me why? I'm not sure what you mean by biodegradable materials. Can you explain that? That sounds reasonable, but can I just say something? I have to go now. Hope to speak to you soon. Bye for now, and take care. I'll get back to you on that once I've checked with the finance department. I'd say the profit is 25 to 30% lower, but it's hard to tell without calculations.
I need to compare the prices and services of different suppliers.
I'm not sure we can do that. I need the management's approval on that. I'm so happy to hear that you were satisfied with our services. Just let us know if there's anything else we can do for you. I see your problem. Let me think. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I apologize for not replying sooner, but I have been very busy these last few days. In reply to your email regarding accounting, I'd like to make the following points. I'm sending the right package today, and the delivery person will pick up the wrong one. I'm afraid I'm running a few minutes late, but I should be there by 10:30. Please feel free to start without me. It's perfectly all right. I can imagine how awful you must feel, and I want you to know that I understand that. Thank you for bringing this problem to our attention. We value your opinion. We're having some issues with the system, but IT is handling it. I'm calling about the email you sent me. You seem to have forgotten the attachment. I'd appreciate it if you could send it ASAP. I have a report to hand in by the end of the day. The internet is down at the moment, but the provider is working on it as we speak. I'm still working on the charts you asked for. What's the latest time you need them by? Would you like some samples so you can see the difference for yourself? The location was an excellent choice and the catering was flawless. We were all impressed by the speakers. The whole event was quite instructive. We'd like to invite you to one of the open days we're running all through October. I understand that you're far away, but we'd be really happy if you could join us online. Nice to hear from you, Paul. What can I do for you today? The lines are really bad. Can you speak up a bit, please? Thank you for your patience. Is there anything else I can help you with? I looked up what we talked about yesterday, and you were absolutely right. Sorry we got cut off. So, as I was saying, it depends on what you want to use it for. Do you happen to have those in smaller packs by any chance? That'd help too. I've found this old email from you in the wrong folder. I do hope you found what you were looking for. We haven't spoken for ages. It was great to catch up yesterday.